Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today.
Welcome to Stay Paid. My name is Joshua Steich.
And I'm Luke Acree.
And today, we're recording this, I think, like the Thursday after the Super Bowl. This will come out about a month after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But this idea of talking about, like, what makes winners winner?
Yeah, why does Patrick Mahomes
keep winning?
Kermit the Frog here. No offense, Patrick Mahomes. But if you listen and you see it, you'll never unhear
You'll never unhear, who's the guy from Eastbound and Down? What was that? Do you know the clip I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
There's this amazing clip where he's like on a talk show and then they play him. And I can't remember Danny McBride's character on Eastbound and Down. But back to back, once you see that, you'll never hear it.
Like they asked Patrick Mahomes, hey, do your best Kermit the Frog interpretation or whatever. and he literally just talks. He goes, there it is. That's what it is. And you're just like, oh, man, it does sound like Kermit the Frog. But the dude's a champion, right? And all of you are listening to this podcast because you're trying to improve yourself. You're trying to understand the keys to success, right? Tony Robbins says success leaves clues. What is it about champion people or people that are champions versus mediocre people? What is it about the people who win versus the people who lose? And I'm not just talking about like this Super Bowl-type-esque winning where, you know, I think Brock Purdy's a champion, right? He made it all the way there. But what is it that they have that you should have in your business? If you're not happy with where you're at, right? If you keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity. So if you're not happy with where you're at, you're not happy with what your bank account looks like, you're not happy with where your relationship is, why aren't you winning there? And then you look at these examples like Patrick Mahomes and you go, that guy's a winner.
Yeah.
And then you look in, that's Patrick Mahomes, that's the football arena. You could go to almost any arena and go, man, what is it? And I just think about us and I think about, we have 175 salespeople on the phones now between our account management and our, what we call closers. And there's 10 people that are at the top of the board. Why did those 10, why are they able to get to the top of the board? Because it ain't just sheer talent that they have. What is it? And some of the people, like number one person, Chris, in our company, he literally, my average person might do 450, 500 deals. He does 1,200 deals a year.
It's insane.
He more than doubles them.
Absolutely.
So there is a God-given talent that people have, but it doesn't do anything if you don't use that talent, right? It's God's gift to you is your talent. Your gift to God is using it.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you watch the Netflix, just to stay on Patrick Mahomes, to give you kind of insight, that show Quarterback?
No.
Oh, dude, you got to watch that. You would love it. I think it's on Netflix, but they follow Patrick Mahomes last season.
Okay.
Not the one we were just in, but the one prior to that when they beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They followed Vikings quarterback. I'm just drawing a blank right now because
Kirk Cousins. Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
And then the Eagles backup, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Right. When he was on, I think, the
Titans.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, Patrick Mahomes' work ethic and what he does in the gym and the muscles that he
tries to work,
strengthens, that no other quarterback is strengthening, to give him the ability to throw a ball, you know, 40, 50 yards while his legs are tied up, flat-footed. Like the things that they walks you through and the dedication, the time that he spends in the gym. I just wanted to say that
if you watch the after interviews or what post-interviews of the game, there's a moment on the field where Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are being interviewed. And Travis Kelce basically goes, you know, give the credit to this guy. And he basically says along those lines, he is the hardest worker I have ever met in my life. He goes, he inspires me by his work ethic, and he makes me want to play for him. The amount that this guy prepares and the amount that this guy puts in, and that really is the first principle. It's like, if you're not happy where we are at, look at the activity that you're putting in and be honest with yourself, right? You got to face the man in the mirror. Is, are you putting in a relentless work ethic? And I've often said this before, but I think it's so true. Work ethic is so much like integrity, where integrity is who you are when people aren't watching. Everybody does the right thing when people are watching. Will you do the right thing when people aren't watching? When you won't get caught? Will you cheat on that test if you never get caught? Because if you don't, that's true integrity. Well, work ethic is very similar, right? Everybody will work hard when the cameras are on them. Everybody will work hard their first week on the job. Everybody will work hard when they're trying to impress somebody and they feel like they're being watched. But will you work hard when maybe you've gone 3 days straight, no deals, calling 300 people a day, I tell my sales team, you don't want to talk to another living human being. You're questioning your whole existence in the industry and you don't feel it at all. Will you show up that day? Will you show up that day? Because that is the day that counts. That's the day where you can look yourself in the mirror and go, yeah, I have true work ethic. Mm-hmm. I have true integrity, true work ethic, because I show up on the day I don't want to show up. And if you think about the elite, right, it's a maybe a corny saying, but it's such a true saying. You want to be in the 1%? You want to be in the 1% of your income, 1% of your relationships, 1% of your health? You can't live like the 99%. Patrick Mahomes is not living like the 99%. He's living like the 1% in his work ethic, like you're saying, in the gym. He's not training like every other quarterback's training. Mm-hmm. So here's a punch in the gut for you. It takes 10,000 hours to master something. So let's say you want to master your listing presentation. Let's say you want to master your sales pitch. Let's say you practice 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day, if you're being honest, is more than what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
For most people, let that sink in. 30 minutes a day, more than you're doing now, and you know it. You're not role-playing it. You're not practicing it every single day. You'd maybe get couple hundred hours a year.
A year.
It would take you years to get to the point of mastery of that. Right? Kobe Bryant has this famous clip, or there's this clip about Kobe Bryant, who is famous, saying he basically, his work ethic was, hey, let's say you get up and you go to the gym and, you know, you get up early and you go at 6. And then you come back, you take your shower, you eat your breakfast, and then rest a little bit, and then you go back for your second practice. And then you, you know, come home, take a shower, rest a little bit, and then you go back for your third practice. That's great. That's good work ethic. But let's say you woke up at 3 a.m. And that's what he did.
Let's get up at 1 a.m.
So what am I trying to drive home? Like, if you're going, okay, well, Luke, what are you saying? What I'm saying is it's simple. It's not complicated. You want to succeed? If you look at us, right, and you look at Reminder Media, how did we succeed? And we're not even at any, we're like a little success. But how do we build a $70 million company? Because it wasn't our brains. It wasn't that we had just innate ability more than anybody else. No, we literally just grinded it out day after day, making 200 plus dials a day, basically trying to figure it out over and over again. And we put in the work ethic, working. You used to sleep at the printer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I slept on the conference room table.
Yeah. And then you go, then you look at it and you go, well, look at the champions. Look at Elon Musk. The guy has built, the only guy that built multiple billion-dollar organizations. I think there's two that have ever existed that have built like literally two or more companies worth billions. And he's done it. And when Tesla was on the verge of bankruptcy, go listen to this story. It will inspire you. Elon Musk goes, they're literally like a month away from bankruptcy. And what does he do? He goes to the factory and he stays there 24/7, sleeps at the factory to try to figure it out, and figures it out. And he sleeps there on the hard floor at the factory. And he said, that is true leadership. That inspired my troops and my people more than anything I would ever say would do. And he figured it out. And look at the guy. He's a winner. But that leads me to the second point of winning, right? First point is, do you have the relentless work ethic? Are you doing the activity every single day? Most of you, I mean, most of us, I shouldn't accuse any of you. Most of us could barely make our sales calls. We could barely put in our prospecting time. And you expect to be a champion. And let's say you don't even want to be Elon Musk. Luke, I don't want to be Elon Musk. I don't even care to be a multimillionaire. Even if you want to provide for your family and make $100,000 a year, you've got to do the activity. That activity will come from the second thing. The reason why Elon Musk is willing to sleep on the factory floor, the reason why Elon Musk builds multi-billion dollar companies, one, because he's just different, he thinks differently, but he has this insane belief in what he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
He has an insane belief in what he's trying to accomplish, a belief so much that he is willing to put himself out there time and time again. He's willing to put in that work ethic because it's inspired by this vision and this belief that he has.
Just going off that, talking about Patrick Mahomes, because I saw this this post the other day. I assume it's true, but in the there was a post, there was a group chat in Patrick Mahomes, like in early January when the Chiefs were just they weren't yeah. doing well. Like they were struggling. People weren't even predicting, I don't know, if to make the playoffs at that point. He goes, hey guys, I just decided I'm going to go to the Super Bowl this year. Like he goes, which is like your team is not doing well. Your receivers are dropping every ball.
They weren't doing well.
Right, the only real two players you have on your team, there's the Pacheco Kelsey. And Kelsey, right, yep. that are actually and you that are actually performing here. And then January 28th, he posts again. All right, see y'all in Vegas. I'm going. He goes. I'm not giving up. I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'll see you in Vegas on January 28th.
Yeah, get out of here, man.
The confidence and almost the irrational belief, yes. in a way, to say that, because what if you don't make it? That's what so many people say. Oh, what if I can't make it? What if I don't make it? I'm going to look foolish. I'm going to look like an idiot. I'm going to look like I don't know what I'm doing. But no, you have to have that irrational
belief. Let this quote resonate in your soul. A winner is just a loser who tried one more time. Winner's just a loser that tried one more time. Andy Reid, right? Fired from the Eagles. And he goes on to Kansas City and wins 3 Super Bowls. The guy was fired. He's a loser. Didn't win. Now, Andy was great at the Eagles, honestly, and I'm not a true Eagles fan, but he was great at the Eagles, but didn't win at the Eagles. He was fired. He just tried one more time, and now he's a 3-time Super Bowl champion. Yeah, he's going to go down as one of the best coaches ever to play the game.
You know, he lost. He just kept losing them.
Oh, yeah,
he just kept
correct.
Making it and losing them. So.
So that belief has to inspire the work ethic, and that belief comes from, I think, ultimately not BS that you tell yourself. It comes from a big vision, sure, that what you want to accomplish, but that belief comes from your belief in the effort you're putting in. Your belief is not built off of some irrational affirmation or BS that's not true. It's built off of an affirmation built upon credible evidence of your activity day in and day out. And that's what people have to understand. It's like you can perform in the 2-minute warning. You can perform doing that putt when everybody's watching you on the golf course if you've swung the club 1,000, I should say 1,000,000 times.
Yeah.
If you've done it, right? I play piano and I used to be in a band that played all over. And you get nervous. I get nervous when I play in front of crowds. And when you get nervous, what happens to me is, you know, my muscles get a little bit shaky. And if you're playing piano, if you get a little shaky, you can hit a wrong key. If you hit a flat when you're in a major key, that can sound bad, depending. Right? And so if you've put in the work, if you've practiced the song, your preparation gives you the confidence because your muscle memory takes over.
Yeah.
If you haven't put in the work, then you get out there, you're shaky, you hit the wrong notes. Same applies for public speaking. If you put in the work and you practice, right, your listening presentation and you actually record yourself and you do it time and time again to every opportunity you have and you tweak it. Alex Hormozi, go watch how he prepared for his big webinar he just did that like broke records. He had like 400,000 or something people on. It was crazy. And he practiced that. He said he easily put in over 100 hours of practice. Every single day he would recite it, record it, watch it back and tweak. That's how he prepared for that presentation. And you go, why would he do that? The man just has this belief built upon his work ethic. That is what makes a champion. And I'm so tired of being around people and listening to people with a victimhood mentality, with complaining, with pointing to every excuse in the book when it really comes down to, no, it's simple. It's simple. Put in the work and believe in yourself. Put in the work and believe in yourself. How do you believe in yourself? Put in the work.
Put in the work.
Right? That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Thank you so much for listening. Head on over to staypaidpodcast.com for the show notes and video of this episode. If you like this episode and want to support the show, 2 ways we ask you to do that. Put in the work. Go to Apple Podcasts, drop us a 5-star review, leave a comment. We'll read it here on the show. Best way to support the show is to share this with somebody that you know. I don't know if you guys knew this. I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me. Thank you. If you want to get a hold of me or Luke, you can email us at podcast@remindermedia.com. We're just rolling through dad jokes now. We got no time. Visit us on Instagram. We are at Stay Paid Podcast. For this episode of Stay Paid, I'm Joshua Stike.
And I'm Luke Acree. And guys, I would just encourage you, I want you to be elite in your life. You want to be elite in your life, but you're never elite unless you actually put into practice what you know. And so my action item for you today is, like, you know the work you're not doing. You know the work you're not doing because your belief is what other people think about you. Your belief is that you're buying into the external excuse that's happening. I would challenge you to put in the work for the next 30 days on that item that you know and watch your life change. Remember, the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every business is top producers take action. Take action on that today.